Tachanita Paratas Mishachet Ko Isha Sheyes Lebet Daya Shaita. Any woman that has a bet, Daya Shaita, she's only coming from the shots, from the top, that she sees it done. And we spoke about this previously in this Masechta, that we said that an Isha that sees Dom is coming retroactively from the previous time she checked herself, or for the previous 24 hours. The reason being is as soon as the Dom exits the uterus, the Isha is coming, even before the Dom leaves her cook. So therefore, at the time she sees the Dom leaving her cook, she doesn't know how long before the Dom had exited the uterus, so therefore, she would be tummy retroactively. But we said an Isha that has a vest, and we were talking about a woman that sees Dom at specific intervals, such an Isha would not be tummy on my vest. Since she always sees Dom at the same time, we do not suspect that she had been tummy already previously, that the Dom had left her uterus previously before she saw the Dom, and therefore, such an Isha would only be tummy from the time she actually sees the Dom. Now, this Mishnah is talking also about an Isha that has a vest. But this Mishnah is talking about a different type of vest than we had discussed previously. Previously, we were discussing a vest of an Isha that sees Dom at specific intervals. For example, an Isha that sees Dom every 30 days. But now we're talking about an Isha that has certain symptoms for when she sees Dom. She has symptoms. And after she has those symptoms, she sees Dom. So therefore, since she always has specific symptoms before she sees the Dom, when she sees the Dom after having those symptoms, we do not suspect that she was tummy already previously. These are the vestas that this mission is referring to. Mispaheket, an Isha that always yawns before she sees Dom. She yawns a few times before she sees Dom. Such an Isha, since she always yawns before she sees Dom, when she sees Dom after yawning, she is not tummy retroactively, she's only tummy from the time that she saw the Dom. Uma'atesh, a woman that sneezes a bunch of times before she sees Dom. Vichosheshet, the feet crazy, a woman that has some pains by her belly button before she sees Dom. Uveshipule me'al, or she has pains on the slope of her stomach. Vishofas, and a woman that sees Dom tar prior to seeing Dom tummy. That not all Dom that an Isha sees would be Matami her. As we've seen previously, there are only five colors of Dom that would be Matami an Isha. And an Isha that regularly sees Dom that is tar before seeing the Dom that is tummy, such an Isha has a vest, and would be Dai Shaita, she would only be tummy from the time that she sees the Dom. Ukamin Samar Mares Oksinosa, a woman that has goosebumps before seeing Dom. The chain kayotim, and so to any other type of vest, the din would be that the woman would be dying shy, that she would only be tummy from the time that she sees the Dom. For example, a woman that her head feels heavy before seeing Dom, or she trembles before seeing Dom, any type of symptoms that a woman has before seeing Dom, such an Isha is considered to have a vest, and would only be tummy from the time she sees the Dom. She would not be tummy retroactively. Anytime a woman has these symptoms three times before seeing Dom, that's considered a vest. Meaning to say, if she has these symptoms only once or twice before seeing Dom, she is not yet considered a woman that has a vest, and she would be tummy retroactively. Only if she sees Dom three straight times after having one of these symptoms is she considered a woman that has a vest, that is Daya Shaita, that is only tummy from the time she saw the Dom, not retroactively. A woman that normally sees in the beginning of her vest. In the previous mission, we discussed what is called a vest haguf. A woman that sees Dom after having certain symptoms in her guf. For example, she yawns or sneezes before seeing Dom. And if this woman normally sees in the beginning that she has the symptoms, right away when she starts having the symptoms, she sees Dom. The din is called taro she'asta b'toch habestos. Any taros, anything that is tar that she comes into contact with during the time she is having those symptoms, those taros would be tummy. And since she normally sees right away when she starts having the symptoms, so therefore we have to assume that she is tummy right away in the beginning when she starts having the symptoms, so therefore any taros that she comes into contact with during the time that she is having those symptoms would be tummy. But if the woman normally sees Dom only after she completes having those symptoms, in such a case, any taros, anything that is tar that she comes into contact with during the time that she is having the symptoms would be tar. And since she normally does not see the Dom until after she has the symptom, she is not considered tummy until after she has the symptom. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, Av Yamin Vishos Vesta. Rabbi Yossi says, days and hours would also be considered a vest. Rabbi Yossi is not talking about a vest haguf, a woman that sees Dom after having certain symptoms in his guf. Rabbi Yossi is talking about a vest hashos, a woman that sees Dom at specific intervals. And the din is that a woman who has a vest, she is usher to her husband during the death. This is learned out from the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Behizartem as bnei Yisrael may tumah." The bnei Yisrael should be warned from their tumah. And Chazal learned out from here that a ben Yisrael has to separate himself from his wife during her death, even though she has not yet seen Dom, since it is during her death, during the regular interval, that she sees Dom. We have to suspect that she's going to see Dom, so therefore, she is also to her husband. And Rabbi Yossi said that a woman who not only sees Dom on specific days, but she sees Dom in a specific hour during the day. For example, she sees Dom every 20 days in the sixth hour of the 20th day. In such a case, she is only usher to her husband during the sixth hour. But once the sixth hour passes, she is mutter to her husband. As a woman that sees Dom at specific intervals, but not at a specific hour, she would be usher to her husband the entire day. But this woman, since she sees Dom at a specific hour during that day, she is only usher to her husband during that hour. Ha'isa limudo liyo yisroa im ha'net ha'chama. Eina asura ela im ha'net ha'chama. A woman that normally sees Dom at specific intervals, right before the net ha'chama, right before daybreak. In such a case, according to Rabbi Yossi, she's only usher to her husband right by daybreak, right at that time of daybreak, but afterwards she would be mutter to her husband, and so too, before then, she would be mutter to her husband. She's only usher during that specific time that she sees Dom, right before daybreak. Rabbi Huda Oimer Koha Yom Shalom. Rabbi Huda argues with Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Huda, even though the woman normally sees Dom at a specific hour, she still usher the entire day. So therefore, a woman that sees Dom before Neit HaChama, that she sees Dom every 20 days, let's say, right before Neit HaChama, she would be usher to her husband the entire night. At the time before Neit HaChama is still considered night, so therefore, since she sees Dom before Neit HaChama, she's usher the entire night. And according to Rabbi Huda, even though she sees Dom at a specific time during the day, she's usher the entire 12-hour period, so therefore she would be usher to her husband the entire night, according to Rabbi